This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
One of the most important midas, avoidas bayid, is to be compassionate, to be a rachum, to be mizdame l'koinei. Like the Eibishter, mahu rachum, avato rachum, mahu chanun, avato chanun. Seems to be a difference between rachum and chanun. What's the difference between rachum and chanun? Rachmanis, chanun. So there's a lot to talk. I want to begin with something which I've thought about for a very long time. Something that in English they say I contemplated for quite a while. Yidden in tchuna, rachmanim, the baishanim, the game lechasadim, it's the teva, the midas of yid. Yet we live day to day and we get, so to speak, question marks. This happens, that happens. What is it that blindsides us? That because of this, our true inner selves of who we are, as Rachmanim and Baishanim and Goyim Lechasadim, becomes covered. What is it? I thought about it for a very long time. People have tremendous Rachmanis. They could hear a tragedy and they're moved by it. But after that and before that in situations which are not that, we all come into daily occurrences where we think to ourselves, Taka was such big Rachmanim, such big Baishanim. Yes, Avadi, there's a lot of Chesed. No question about it. But even the way we react to others is attacked with so much compassion. Yidus tachmamish, mizdame l'kainai, rabbeinish leilam, zkule rachamim. So what is it that we're missing that doesn't give us tzayim mamish, Kulei chesed and kulei rachamim and what is it? And we could talk for a very long time about this topic. And fashteitzach, my intentions is not to minimize the yid's greiskeit. Definitely not that. My kavana today is to give us an understanding, a havana, and how we could grow in this area to be the most rachum that we could be, in the most chanun, the most goyim lechasadim. And I think that there's two things that stand out in my mind as a reason of what blocks our tremendous midas harachmanis. And the first thing is, when we look at the other person, fashteitzach, if he has a tremendous tragedia, okay, our rachmanis comes through. But on a daily basis, we look at the person and we're done him. There is a vasat. He did this. We lack the chashivus. The danis kolodom lekafschus, and that blocks It blocks the ability to be a rachum. It blocks it. We look at people, we don't see the person, and be danim lekavschus. But I also think that we don't see fully and comprehend fully the person's matziv to its completion. These are not my words, Rabbi Isai. The Alta from Kelem speaks a lot about this nekuda. And of course, we'll do it through the parsha. Duch Fashtein Abyssal, the parsha. You know, if you take a look at the psukim in this week's parsha, we have the Dalet L'Sheinus of Gula. V'chein Emor L'Vnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem. V'itzeisi Eschem Itachas Sivlois Mitzrayim, V'itzalti Eschem Avidosom, V'go'alti Eschem B'zraya Netuya B'shvatim Gedoylim, V'lokachti Darba L'Sheinus of Gula. So if the Torah tells us that four Lashenis of Geula are going to take place, so why does the Torah finish? The Rebbeinu Shlomo finishes with a message, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem Hamotzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo said more. He said, "Vaytzeisi eschem itachas sivlois Mitzrayim," which was the first thing. "Vitzalti eschem avidasa, v'galti eschem, v'lokachti eschem." So should have said, "Vyadatem ki ani Hashem loykeicham amoytzi eschem mitachas avdus Mitzrayim." Everything. Shteitach, "Vitzalti mi'av," right? "Vaytzeisi mitzalti." What's it say? See, mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Aber wie steht, wie zahlt ihr euch mit Avidosom? Wie gealt ihr euch? And then it's in the Midrash, it steht, that there were four Gzeres. There were four different Gzeres. Ikre Gzeres in Mitzrayim. One, of course, is the Bena, the children had to be killed. And then later on, the Medrash says that the children were thrown into the Yam, and then there's the Avodah Kasha. Each one was a Gzeira, Arb Gzeiris, Nigza, Parai al Yisrael, and that's why we have four Lashonis of Geula, as I state in Medrash. So why is it V'yadatem? You'll know. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem Hamotzi Eschem Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. Why does that become the thing that stands out? It's not my shayla, Samsofer fragt der shayla. Samsofer asks, why is it that the synapses of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Ani Hashem, they took you out mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim? Abesai, lo mifashtein, what the word sivlois, what does it mean? What is sivlois? It's interesting, Meish Rabbein also. Vayetze lechov. Vayar b'sivloisom. Also, the word sivloisom. Say they told me that Rabbi Ruchem was ma'ore the shayla ready by Meish Rabbein. What does b'sivloisom mean? B'sivloisom means, like the Targum says, b'pulchana. In their work. So it could have stayed by Avodosom. Would it take a state with Salti Eschem Avodosom? So it should have said that Vayetze, as a race gegang in, what did he see? He saw Avodosom. What did he see? He saw the hard work, no? Avodakasha. Why does it switch from Avoda to Sivla? And the Teretz Rabbi Isaiah Poshitz. You know, Avoda is what you see in front of you. Sevel is all the suffering that goes into it. Meisha Rabbeinu didn't just see the Avoda. Vayar b'sivloisom. Sivlaisam includes everything that the person is going through. But he suffers. There are hardships and difficulties, and then there's a thing called fashtein, to understand. What is the person going through? The Rebbeinu Shleilam's godless, as I soon will show you, not from my words, but from the Chassam Sefer, Vaita, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam understood and he identified. Und er hat verstanden, nicht nur was tagtäglich negiert hat durch. Aber der Rebbeinu Shleilam hat gesehen, Sivloisam, was the person is going, was a mutschitzach. That also, by the Rebbeinu Shleilam, is something that he pays attention to. I want to tell you something interesting. My Zayde Zecheinu Levracha was a big crier. He used to cry a lot. Maybe it's in the genes. I don't know. Could be it's in the genes. I say it's like Vaynin used to cry. I remember that he cried a lot, especially when he gave a bris for a Russian kid. Remember this. So there was one person standing there telling another person, "Take a look. Okay. Such a compassionate person." So much compassion. It's a Baal Regesh. It has compassion. So the other person turned around to him and said, "Let me tell you what the compassion is based on. When he sees a russische kind geht da rein in a bris mila, he doesn't only see the bris. And he doesn't only see Yo Malach HaBris. What he sees is how much Mesiras Nefesh, all the difficulty that the parents went through to reach this point. On the Mela, because of this, he cries." You know, when you look at a person, all you see is what you see in front of you. But when you start realizing the whole Arum and Arum, you start to look and to realize, Wifel mis durchgegangen, pis mit angekommen. I want to show you something interesting also. You know, had to have contact with High Lifeline the last few years, Kesha. And I heard from them a motto of Yesod, which opened up my eyes. Opened up my eyes. Unbelievable. Said a vat that when a family member has cancer, we don't look at it only that this individual has Yenemachla. We look at it that the whole family has the machla. And therefore, when we address the needs, we don't address the needs of the chayla alein, but the whole arum and arum, everybody around. What's the pshat meredith? It's to understand, to verstehen. It's not just what you see in front of you, how it affects and how much difficulty. And yet the matziv, was liegt in the matziv? I'll tell you a maisa. Once at a hespit, and someone in Queens, tired. What was the hespit? I said, over here, a meredik and maila. His thing, his goal, I don't know, it was his zweck, that every russische kind in Queens should get a bar mitzvah present. That was his thing. If a tarum gain, machin zicha, as yedda, russische kind, Shabbos and shul, he should get a bar mitzvah present. So I asked him, what's the pshat? And I said this over by his levaya. I said, over the maisa. He said, you have to understand, a bar mitzvah boy, he feels like everybody else, bar mitzvah bachar. The russische kind, not necessarily he's going to have this fancy bar mitzvah like everybody else. Today, I don't know, today it's a little bit different. I don't know if everybody has money, Baruch Hashem. But when we were growing up, the russische kind, what kind of a bar mitzvah could he have already? So in order for him to feel special and shul like the other bar mitzvah boy, so he made sure that every bar mitzvah boy had a ganze, and the Rav would present to him the gift, a present. Reb Zelig Epstein was by this hesped, and he walked over to me and he told me, thank you for the mice. Thank you for the story. This is an unbelievable mice. Verstehen. To understand what the person is going through. It's not enough for a person to come and say, this matzah. To understand deeper. I want to show you an interesting pasuk on this. Steht in pasuk in Dvarim, Vanitzak, El Hashem, El Ikei Aviseinu, Vayishma Hashem es Keileinu, Vam Chavav Zayin, Vayar es Anyenu, Ves Amuleinu, Ves Lachatzeinu. It's all the same thing. It's that. Vayishma Hashem es Keileinu, Vayar es Anyenu, Ves Amuleinu, Ves Lachatzeinu. Remember the Balagoda, the Chazal? They dash in each thing, and it's on a separate thing. And it's a kalashem, what is lachatzeinu? Each thing is a different thing. Was will me? Was will the pasuk? When the teretz is, as the Rebbeinu Shleilam will zogen klal Yisrael, every part, every piece of Yisurim was noticed. Everything, this, Amaleinu, Lachatzeinu, each thing separately. And it's God interessant, it's four things. Yishma Hashem is Keleinu, Yaris Anyenu, Amaleinu, and Lachatzeinu. Also, could be Nichlal in the fall, the Shainus of Gula, you look at the Meshachachma. The Meshachachma Retchein, that each part of the Shibud was a different part of the Shibud, and each one needed a different Lashon of Gula. But you see that in every part, there was a Fashtan. There was Amaleinu separately, and there was Lachatzeinu separately. I want to tell you over Ameridik and Medrash HaPesach. You know that the Olam's thinking, with compassion. Yeah. Let me tell you of a Meiridik Medrash, and once you hear this Medrash, Salz verstehen. Weiss doch, as Meish Rabbeinu was the Goyel. Moshe Rabbeinu was the guy. Shevet Levi is where Moshe Rabbeinu came from. Tell me, Zog Rabbeis, Zog, is Pare given as a greife tzaddik, was a gat chshivus va b'nei tere? But he should say, you know what, Shevet Levi, du sitzt und lernst, du darfst nicht arbeiten. What's the pshat of it? Shevet Levi didn't work. What's the pshat? So I always understood, as Mizat Ben Taylor, you don't get drafted. I don't know, maybe. Stop with it. It's Al Shveichel. I don't remember. It was before my time. What was the tour of the yeshiva guy? What was it called? The tour for the army? Huh? That's it. It's your days in Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about in America. There was something, you see something and had a nusach. All right. So we can make them shel chel Hashem. Veis mezitzach in yeshiva. Don't get me started. Yeshiva lights. Oh yeah, gain to the army. Oh this gain. Such with me. I'm not pushing it. I don't get involved. Aber Rabbi says, "Look, Pshat, why take the party not being the Shabbat Shevet Levi? First, take the Taichin them. Take a mail at the car.
Huh?
So the Teretz is a race that says, 'Nach geibig geblieben von Yisub. Take a time to talk. It's not enough to Pshatov. But you think I came here to tell you Pshatov? Ich will das allein, ich das verstehe ich allein, dass der Pshad ist bestimmt, Shevet Levi, Lokach Admas HaKehanim, they didn't go to army, das ist ein Schein, das darfst du mir nicht. Oi, will ich dir besorgen, Rabbi Sai, von der Jahres Dwasch, von Jönes und Eifschitz Hafler, von Herr Tameise. Sag die Jahres Dwasch, sag die Jahres Dwasch, the Yaris Dvash made it. He saw Bitztag Ninov. Who's the Goyal? And the Teretz is from Shevet Levi. He saw it. Hat er getracht bei sich, der Goyal muss sein Imitze, was er gab der Chelik in der Avoida. He had to be that he felt so what did he do? He parted them from the arbit. Mamela with them, he couldn't be the Goyim. This was a trick, Zok the Yaris Vash, to make sure that the Goyim's only dwelling. Because the Goyim only was someone who was Mishtatev Bitzar from Yadim. But what had the Shaitan not understood? He didn't understand what the Yid is. He never understood what a Yid could be. Yitzelechov. You can lock him up. You can lock him up in the palace. You hear? And it's not going to help. Why? Because he's going to go out. And he's going to be Vayar B'siv Loisom. Vayar B'siv Loisom. Alle fragen doch die Kasche, Shevet Levi didn't work. So what's the shot to break the mitale matzah? Three matzahs, the middle of it. Every kid comes home with school with this. Eh? And the Talmud says, was? Ima yaneichi b'tzava? And Shevet Levi, because it didn't work, darf er doch weisen. Ima yaneichi b'tzava. You know, Rabbi Sai, I have a whole different understanding to what that means. It doesn't mean that they didn't work, and in order they should be ima neichi zerbrecht. Verkehrt. Mit zerbrecht, because they didn't work, and they were ima neichi b'tzarei. They went through the shibut. That's how they went through the shibut. With the vayar, b'siv loisam, was mit gizen. Fakert, and we break Shevet Levi to show Fakert, they taka were part of the Shebut. It's not the shot that they weren't part of the Shebut. And Ima Enechi Mitzara. Fakert, they were part of the Shebut. Because that was their Ima Enechi Mitzara. Jetzt frage ich die Akasha. Ulas Mitzrayim. It was so important that the Goyal had to be an Ima Yanechi Betzara. Why? Nu, b'nei teire, chreg d'akasha, l'mais. But you can't be goyel unless you're mamish, ima, yanoichi, mamish, that you were part of the tzara, part of... What's takip shat? This is takip shat. I want to tell you something interesting. There's a lush of a medrash, which I heard from Zaydan as Rabbi Ruchim and Keret. I can't find it in the Sifri Rabbi Ruchim, but it's half love fella. Unbelievable. You ready? Vesel Dach Mesher is a race. Vayav, Vesiv Leysam. But there's one little nusach, a few words in the medrash, half love fella. He went out and he took off Dargoin Shaloi and then he went to work with them. B'sivloisom. What is Dargoin? Well, he took off Dargoin Shaloi. What is Dargoin? What is this? So, Farshim, like Allah Redden, it's a cape of the Malchus. It was his royal cloak. Shat. Was the nafkemina tachapkinumen sein dargein. So Pashi say he took off his jacket and he went to work. At Rabbi Ruchim geteicht, Kol's man. He was wearing the emperor's clothes, so to speak, royalty. He could not fully put himself in Yenim's matzif. Val es doch fort, tach tach shayne kleider. Noshim and Medrash, he took off the dagger, Zakra Biruchim. In order to feel, it needed that he took off the dagger. Star Meisav and Chafetz Chaim, I thought it's such a famous Meisav, but I've told it over recently, and people say, wow, maybe they can Meisav, they never heard it before, so maybe, I don't know, they didn't hear it. That's El Tibber. My grandfather said over hundreds of times, I thought it was a famous Meisav. Chafetz Chaim once went collecting for a family that was poor and there was no money for heating. So he knocked at the door by somebody, was got a bissel geld, had a nice house, and it was freezing outside. He was collecting for heat. So he'd Rebbe kommt da rein, he was a big Bal Tacheretz, Rebbe kommt da rein, a glassel tea. Kitzer, Chafetz Chaim says, no, he says, aber Rebbe, komm da rein. Nein. He says, Rebbe, steht man tissig kalt. Yeah. That's, I'm asking you for money. Now you understand. I want to be dafted by the door. You hear? Like this, you understand what it means to be cold. In order to comprehend and zu verstehen Yenim's matzav legamri. That means a harayin ton in Yenim's matzav. You have to be able to see fully the entire matzav. I want to tell you over Chassam Sefer, Rabbi. I made it in Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer stelt sich auf den Pasik. I'm just interesting to Chassam Sefer. Roi ra'isi es ani ami asher b'mitzrayim. Kiadati vesakosum shamati with ne noiksov. Kiadati es machevov. It's the pasuk, yeah? I saw roi roisi es ani. I see tzakosum ipne noiksov. Kiadati es machevov. So, Chassam Sefer, there's a lot of things here. Roisi es ani. And then I saw Shamati Tzakosom and they Noiksov. And right again, Kiyadati is Machoivov. You see that there's a repetition of the same thing over again and over again. Okay, Mikael, don't give us. Shame, stay. Kiyadati is Machoivov finished. Or Kiraisi is Oni. Wiffle Moldav in the Sibachas. Sagtach Sam Seif, Hafla fell, Mamish Hafla fell. Kiroisi es ani ami. I see how weak they are. But them in Retman, they were so weak. They were so weak in Mitzrayim. It's only Ami in Mitzrayim. And I also see, Kishamati es tzakais from the Neikshav. What are they screaming about? It's today. That's all. Why didn't they scream? Lebeinish leilam, mevil dachdinin dir. I'm one of mevil teira, mevil mitzvis. Was Reitman, Schreiderei, es tut weh. Ay, es ist eine schwere Arbeit, es ist hard work. Sagt der Sam Seufer, der Rebbeinischlein will sagen, ich hab's alles gehört, ein AVP kam. Wo eidet le Hatzl, fa was? Ki odati es machoivov. I see his pain. What do I mean, I see his pain? I see his pain that it's his matziv. The ein adam nitfas al tzarei. A person mit daf verstehen the matziv was der mensch is in. Ki odati es machoivov means I see where he's holding. The may look, I look over for myself, okay, good, and das, and I raise, I see. Aber ich verstehe, ki odati, ich verstehe, was der mensch geht durch. Hier rabbi sei. The Bainsham judges. Mahu rachu, my father, mahu chanun, he's judging. Der mensch, was geht durch. And calls man, you don't see the full picture. So it's very hard to judge people. Why? I'll give you that gemara. I came across a shtickle from the altar from Kelim Hafler fella. He says a story, a nice, in Simchach Memusav. He says he went to a simcha, and someone told him, the Rebbe, whatever he called him, I see that you're starting to walk again. So he says, at that moment, he learned a tremendous lesson. Chabal Musa, everything that he heard, Shegevan Hashmuz for them, yeah? My Zayda told me over that by Ram Avtali, wherever he walked, wherever he heard, Gleich Gevaran Hashmuz by him. Gleich! You earned two good Shayna Maises. We'll tell Zwei Shayna Maises. Zayda Tibi gesagt, as immer zu zugegangen zu Ram Avtali, and had gewollt kitzeln, he wanted to chap him a little bit. Why? I'll tell you about Alamdin and everything he did in the background to Lomdis. That was a zugegangen, when I let me think I'm a schwacker. Say that that sales got a chsidische. Okay, so sein a thing. So he couldn't, as Rav Avtali flecked, as they quetschen auf jede Sache, couldn't take it. So he walked over to Rav Avtali and he said, Rabbi Chob HaShayl, Chakire. Was ist der Chakire? Eine Macht, Kaporis mit der Horn, und der Hahn, the chicken, er macht dann in Siddur. What do you do? Was tut du? So, Tolly, so, tracht am Minute, die Boden ist damit gemacht, weh. So, sie sagt, Rebbe, was klärst das eh für Scheiles? Mir geht da wisch und mir geht weiter. Da ist ein Hafler. Da ist ein Musseschmui, ist auf die Schuhe für ihren Kippetag. And he got up in Rav and Yeshiva and had gesagt, Ashmuyas, you learned that you said. Oh, I'm sorry, it's in English. If the chicken makes dirty, he will wipe and go on. So he says he learned a tremendous Musa Shmuz in there. Tshuva, get me a vish. And he gave light. Zayda told me another mice. I see the oil might leave now, the mice is with the mind tight. I agree with you. My Torah is not that good. With the Mises and from Zayden, from the Daily Israel, Zayden told me that Rav Avtali once ate in a restaurant. And he came back with a ganze Shmuyis. Avtali Trab from Gaden. Shiva, Avtali Trab. What happened? He went He ate by a restaurant, and he came back. He said he learned a tremendous lesson in life. He wants the island to learn this lesson. What's the lesson? Yeah. He says he ate the food. It was no different than the one he ate at home. So I don't know, maybe I'll tell you an atzadik. He didn't know the difference between a shtickle chicken and a sushi. I don't know. About Kulpanim, to him it was the same. If the food in the house is as good as it is, what is the ganze Hoppe for the restaurant? The Teretz is, while the Gopal licked the rechte Seite, the Leffel of the linke Seite, and the napkin is folded under. That's is. Nechmat leinayim, a bissel, you know, it's all in the packaging. The zelbe foods, the zelbe essen, the zelbe. And this was the Rav Naftali's shmuz. My Zayda said that was Rav Naftali's mahalach. That whenever, when I say even about the musr, whenever they saw, see, go on, I answer musr shmuz. Yeah? So here's a man, the zelbe meiser, on the side. Someone walked over to the altar from Keller, and he says to him, "You're going, you're walking good, case good, Meinadik." So he says, he learned from this, Amamus Hashmuz, he wrote it, that the Ibn Gishrim Hashmuz. That's how it starts. That's how this, Om Aliyah, this is the beginning of a Shmuz. Om Aliyah, in Besimcha, at the Hoylech, the Toy, Vasi, good to case. So another one says, Yashakayach, Dainthal, I write the no, against the Shmuz. What was the Shmuz? Sakter Azeh. The derech ha'olam is, and I mentioned, when a person hears somebody is sick, he gets moved. Then the minute that they hear that he's feeling a little bit better, you forget about it. Baruch Hashem, Alts Beseda. It's Taka Alts Beseda. The domain's Taka, there's still not difficulty. You don't think that there still needs a lot of work to get his refuah here. He's still not Shari Bitsar, he's still not healthy, he still didn't go back Leisana, you hear? Listen to us. They say, listen to Amalika, the helfen and Amalika, the cook for Amalika. Sokta, a mensch, he sees what's in front of him, he's very sick. Yeah, but what about, he's not very sick. But he's still going through difficult, it's still not easy. Sagt Alter von Kellim, mit das versteht er. Bei Rivke steht, she went Lishev Mayim. For was? Not to be Matriach, not Avdi Eliezer, and not Eliezer. You hear? Tell me, how much is it to help about a Sheiva for Chveis, a little drawing water? What is it? Was is it, she? And if she didn't do this, he says, look what would happen. She would never would have become the wife of Yankiv and the aim of Klal Yisrael. It's difficult for him. She was aiming on that little bit difficulty. It's difficult. It's a kleinikite. Yeah, I read you the words of the altar. This is when you care about somebody to make sure he has even the little bit, it shouldn't be difficult for him. What happens if it's the other way around? He's not bitzar on the little bit that's difficult for the other person. This is what says the Alt. I told this person, I gave you something that mamish a present for the rest of your life. Rabbi said, let me end with this, only because of time. There's a maisa that I always think about from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. pelvic advice. Mit der Zelt, als Reb Chaim hat gehört, sie mit sich weg. Er hat sich zu weint, he cried, he felt bad for him. A few minutes later, he stopped, eh? And then it's genoeg om zich te weten. Another few minutes passed by, stopped it. And then again, it's a dritte mal te weten. So they asked Reb Chaim, what is the three times te weten? What is the... Sagt den Anfang, aber ich getracht wegen dem. Der Nifte, Nebbe. And then I got all, you know, it's okay. Get the Galeiden, this and that. Then I started thinking to myself, Dalmoni. Then when I got over that, I started thinking to myself, Kinder. The wife separately, then later the children. Reb Chaim, as all other Gedolei Yisrael, they look at the full picture of the person, what he's going through. We look at a person, okay, you know, see, he's healthy, he's fine, he's coming, he's sitting. Do we listen and try to understand Efshat the Shverikait in business? Maybe as a Shverikait at home. It has to be an earth-shattering problem for us to have Rachmanis on him. No, because he's not Rachmani. The problem is we don't think. We're not oimit. We think, okay, he's doing okay. Volt min getracht yadati es machayvav. To understand fully, to understand not stam what, but sivlois, how much the person is saved. That's called noisa ba'olam chaveri. Noisa ba'olam chaveri means to see the entire picture. Yad the mensch hat seine Sachen, seine Probleme, seine Sachen. A good word, a word of chizuk. A mensch darf sein krank, pismis, kumte mevake chayla sein. That, till then. Und a mensch, was is nicht krank, you can't be mechazike mit a good word. Person has to learn to see the entire picture. And everyone is so evil. Ein lechosh adam shein lo yisurim. If you start realizing people in this light, forget the Rachmanis is on everyone. The Goyim Lechsodim, a good word. You have no idea what a good word could do to a person. One good word, avot from Chizuk, avot from Besimcha, doesn't have to be deathly ill for us to take notice as a Rachmanis of him. What it does is a chelik from the noise ba'olam chaveray. Noise ba'olam chaveray. And if you just give me a half a second, I want to leave you with an other. And I really would love people to ask others the shayla. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have went to another god, so to speak, okay, and asked, Sigeven Kedai, what he did. I want to know, what did Moshe Rabbeinu tu'uf? He came there, he started schlepping with them, yeah? Tell me, he was able to do much for them? I want to know, anybody have any mahalach? What was it? Sit there and schlep with them. And the next day he went out, with the Mitzri, he had to run away. Another person makes a cheshmer, stay in palatz, stay in the palace. Yeah, stay in the palace. And think that through that, Kamnuftan, that Tasha bothered me all my life. I don't say, was is given the Uftu? And you know what the Teretz is, Rabbeisai? Get it yourself. We'll talk about it next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.